We're back on the air. We're spending the whole day just talking to entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm flanked to my left by Chris Jarrell, our guru of the technology behind Radio Entrepreneurs. And our next guest, first-time guest, Oleg Shilovsky, correct?
Yes, correct.
And thank that's you. Of OpenBOM. Is that how you pronounce that?
It depends. You can pronounce it's OpenBOM. In fact, it's Open Bill of Materials.
Oh.
But if you are in the airport, don't say open bomb because you can be in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Don't say open dead bomb in the airport. But in fact, it's Bill of Materials.
That's true. Have you ever said it by mistake?
Some salespeople in my past career, they said it's, we had a product, Open BOM, and they said bomb briefcase, almost get arrested.
Oh, my God. So stupid. Not you. So, Oleg, tell us about the business. What does it really do?
Yes, OpenBOM is the cloud-based software that helps manufacturing company with the very fundamental things. It's how to create, manage, and collaborate with bill of materials. And what is bill of materials? It's actually everything that you have in your product to make it, to fabricate it, to assemble it. So anything on this table now has bill of materials. And in order to manufacture it, you need to buy some components. You need to engineer some of other components, and you can bring them together, assemble, and sell it to somebody else. So this is, in a nutshell, what is bill of materials. And this is what we do for many companies, helping them to do this job done.
Wow. When did you start the business?
This is a new company. We started it a little bit less than 2 years ago. Before that, I was involved with a few different other businesses, also related to manufacturing and engineering software. But this is the new business, and we are very much excited about how we can change the world of bill of materials for manufacturing companies these days with the new technology, with the new stuff that we are developing.
How many people are in the company?
Yeah, fairly small. It's under 10 people company.
That's not so bad. It's a nice little boutique business.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a small and lean. And today you really can do it this way.
Oh, yeah. That's my philosophy. I always trying to get rid of overhead. So, Oleg, tell us about your own personal work history. What's your career path?
I started, you know, I'm sort of thinking back. I'm still doing what I started to do almost 25 years ago. I was excited how to apply computers in different engineering fields. And that was also my background. I was started with the computer-aided design and construction and engineering. And somehow I took it step by step. I was born in a country that doesn't exist, Soviet Union. Then we emigrated to Israel, and I worked for a few large and small companies in this domain, the software engineering software. Some of them you might know, like Autodesk. Then I moved to work for a few other companies in this field, founded startups, sold some of them, and worked for large companies again. And now this is the another startup that I'm very excited about.
Wow. Were you in the IDF?
No. I came to Israel in my late 20s, so that was already...
So you missed that.
I missed that point.
But that would have been good technical training for you.
Yeah, it is. Actually, my son now is an IDF, so...
Oh, so he's still in Israel?
He's in Israel now.
And you're in the Newton area, correct?
Yes, I live in Newton. Before, we lived in Brookline, and then we moved 2 miles, and now it's Newton.
2 miles and a lot quieter.
Yeah.
It's amazing. The 2 miles makes a big difference. Give me a sense about, is this a very competitive business? Is there a lot of like competitive factors? And what's the biggest problems you have with customers in terms of getting them to understand the benefit of what you're selling?
It is both. You can think about this competitive business, but you can also think about this as what we call status quo business. Because if you think about manufacturing company, which exists already, they already do something. They already manufacture somehow. And you deal with people that doing real work. So you come to them and you're trying to tell them that something that you do can help them to solve the problem. And if they don't believe that it's actually real, you have a very hard time. And also in engineers, as you probably know, they sometimes driven by their feelings. So for example, if engineers like their particular CAD product, they will keep using this product for life unless something bad will happen. So from that standpoint, it is competitive market and it's also dynamic market, because when you come with something disruptive, then you can change the status quo. For example, in the past, manufacturing company located outside of this building would be competing with one or two manufacturing companies in the next block, and that's it. And with the changes in the transportation and the changes in the competition, somebody can come from China and say, I can give you this for 10% of the price, so this is a big deal. The same is in the business of software. Manufacturing software was sold as an enterprise to large companies for high prices. And today you can find, you can come with the cloud-based software for the fraction of the price, leveraging the fact that people can connect together and work together on distance. So that's a shift. This is the disruption. And that's why we believe that it can change the overall picture.
Wow. Do you have any partners, or are you the sole owner of the business?
I have a partner. I'm fortunate to have a partner with me. So we've been involved in the previous startup business together. So we are happy to come back in this again. And yeah, we're working together on this.
And how do you divide up the duties between the two of you?
Oh, that's the funny part. You know, it's the technical business, sales, business, marketing, sales. Again, it's you should be able to do everything. And but my background is heavily in technical and product side. My partner's background is heavily in sales, business development. So we pretty much creating 1 + 1 = 3.
Wow, very interesting. And if it was 2 years from now, where do you think you're going?
I think we are going to have more users. And if you check our website, openbomb.com, you will see map of existing users. And that was one of the things that was very much interesting for us when we started. Because when we started, we thought we will have a lot of customers from United States, because it's a cloud-based software in the United States, you believe in technology. And then very quick, we started to get people from Singapore, from Australia, from South Korea, from all these places. And that's the...
Because they find you on the web,
the magic,
right?
Is because, yeah, they finding us on the web. That was also, again, I brought to this business some of my experience in social in the past. I actually have a blog, professional blog, that I run almost for 10 years now on daily basis. So every day I'm writing blog article about some professional topics. So that's blog taught me how you can connect to people socially and how you can make those connections. So it was surprising and not surprising at the same time when we found how people are finding us and connecting to us. And that's how online business.
Very interesting.
Is done.
Oleg, if somebody wants to find you at, I'm not going to say it that way because I don't want them to stop me at the airport, at OpenBOM, how would they find you?
They can go to www.openbom.com and connect to me there, and they can Google bill of material management software. We're already on the first page. So
great, great business, great model, continued success. We wish it to you at Radio Entrepreneurs. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm host of Radio Entrepreneurs. If you have someone or are someone with an interesting entrepreneurial story, please contact me or anyone on our website. But my email is the letter J, Davis, D-A-V-I-S, at M-A-G-E. That's Mage, USA.com. That's my management consulting firm. I want to thank you, and also the whole team at Radio Entrepreneurs wants to thank you. Keep listening. Keep connecting with us. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.